I think most are getting through. I mean, people are you know, giving good feedback, which is, you know, positive ones, and also what's working less well. In the case of our in our industry, the case is a good one actually, and we only have almost only have positive developments. China has really opened up, and the fact that health is a priority for the government since the 19th Congress has really changed things dramatically. The quality standards for generics are improving, which means people will have access to good quality generics at a low cost. On the other hand, new procedures have been implemented to accelerate the approval of new medicines, so innovation is getting to Chinese patients much faster than before. Yes, then China is now becoming part of the global community because of the ICH participation. The global standards are recognized. You know, finally, the government is really investing money into healthcare and then helping patients get access by funding, reimbursing those products. So I really would think that a lot of good things are happening in our industry. IP rights are better protected, better respected, so it's all good, actually.
Given that you're outperforming your peers in the pharma market, given that China wants to open up its healthcare market more, what does that mean for AstraZeneca in terms of more investment?
Yeah, for us, you know, we've always said we want to be in China for China, so that means we've invested in research, in development, in manufacturing, in, of course, commercial distribution. We also export. We export to 70 countries. So essentially, the, you know, we've been very successful with this, and the reform is proving us right, at proving that investing in China and being consistent in China in our investment was the right approach. So it means more investment. One place where we are really making a lot of effort and investments is the Internet of Things for healthcare.
You know, if zero is pessimistic and 10 is absolutely optimistic, where do you think people are in terms of the China-US relationship with regards to getting some sort of resolution but before the midterm elections?
My sense was there was no point in between those two, I think. My sense was there was a lot of confusion. People were asking themselves lots and lots of questions, speculating a lot in many different directions. A lot of confusion and suddenly as to what will happen. And whether also a lot of difference if the Democrats were to win the midterms, people don't even agree whether policy will change. So quite frankly, nobody had a clear idea, I think. And the conclusion is China will carry on with its own agenda, and it's an agenda of peace, it's an agenda of economic development, it's an agenda of doing the right thing by people in China and around the world.